Hello and welcome to Life with Purpose Radio. I'm Rod Hampton with more inspirational stories of people sharing Christ around the world for another week.
Hello, I'm Juliana Smoke. Today we're going to hear from Denalyn Lucado and find out what she says is a mother's greatest purpose.
I'm John Graham, and there's a new faith-based animated series on the way for your kids. Tom Boto, creator of Allegories, joins us on the Culture Connection.
Hello, I'm Ron Lawson. Later we visit with a missionary who has been instrumental in helping his community provide health care for those in need.
I'm Myrna Brown. The band Hawk Nelson has a new project, and Christian radio isn't the only place you'll hear it. Why that makes the members of this band smile.
Also today, IMB missionary Steve Gentry in East Asia on our Missionary Moment. So let's get going for this week's edition of Life with Purpose Radio. Well, hope you're having a great Mother's Day weekend. And here's a question for you. What is a mother's greatest purpose for her children? Let's get the answer from Denalyn Lucado as she tells her story to Juliana Smoke, now on Life with Purpose Radio.
Prayer is the foundation of our Christian faith, but how do you pass that down to the next generation and teach little ones how to talk with God? For this Mother's Day weekend, we have a special guest, Denalyn Lucado. She's a mother to three adult daughters, and she and her husband, Max, have co-written a new book, Lucado Treasury of Bedtime Prayers. And she joins us today on Life with Purpose Radio. Welcome.
Thank you, Juliana. It's great to be with you.
I'm a mother to three small girls, and I'm in the middle of teaching the truths of prayer. So I've very much enjoyed this book and the collections of prayers in it, and my children did too. Tell us a little bit about how the book came to be.
Well, Max's last book that came out was Before Amen, and it is a book on prayer. And so the publishers had the great idea of putting together a children's book of prayers. Max didn't have time to focus on the project, so he asked if I would help. And I really am passionate about prayer. Mm-hmm. And so I had an immediate yes in my heart to help out with this. And it really turned out to be just beautiful prayer and a tool. Mm-hmm. As you said, for parents, you know, just to help train up their kids.
Right, right. And is it ever too early to begin?
No, it never is. You're praying for your babies when you're carrying them or when you're waiting to adopt them, and then you're praying for them as soon as they're born, and it's never too early to right. speak God's word over them. And then it's really fun when they can hear and understand Bible story books or things that you teach them.
Right, right. What would you say is a mother's greatest purpose?
For me, I think my greatest purpose is to model a personal relationship with Jesus and to teach my girls about him, and also to pray God's word into them and over them. God's word, you know, is alive.
Right.
And speaking that into our children breathes life into their little spirit. For me, that's been, I think, my greatest purpose is praying over my family and praying, you know, with them and using God's word to do that.
Mm-hmm. And you have a heart for mentoring young mothers. What are some of the challenges you see that are facing mothers today?
Well, I mean, we live in a really busy world, so I think our challenge is to really find that place of peace in our day-to-day life and really make our relationship with Jesus a priority. You know, moments of being quiet with him really nurture our spirits as moms. And I think that also a challenge is just everything that is thrown at our kids on TV, in the schools, out on the street. They're exposed to a lot of stuff that's pretty junky. And so that's a challenge, too, to keep their eyes on things that are true and pure and noble and just.
Mm-hmm. And I know you say it's never too early to begin teaching children about prayer, but what would you say to a mother today who is believing a lie that it's too late? Maybe she feels discouraged that she might not have taught her children while they were young, and now that time has passed.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it's ever too late. And I think that's a great lie of the enemy to keep us from praying for our kids or even just being real with them and saying, you know, I messed up in this area. I haven't taught you to pray. I haven't myself made that a priority in my life. And I really want to do that now. And I'd love for you to join me. And if you don't, I still will be praying daily for you. And ask them what they want you to pray for. But it's never too late. And we just can't tie God's hands like that. He's so big and so mighty and so able to break through any barrier that the enemy wants to throw in there to keep us from praying or keep us from teaching our kids. We just have to believe God on that. He can do that.
That's right. Amen. We've been speaking with Denalyn Lucado. Go get a copy of her latest book that she and her husband Max co-wrote, Lucado, Treasury of Bedtime Prayers. Denalyn, I appreciate you joining us today, and happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, Juliana. Happy Mother's Day to you.
For Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Juliana Smoke.
Life with Purpose Radio. Here's what people are saying about Surge 150 Music Camp.
Music Camp or Surge 150 is one of the most amazing camps because you meet so many people and the music is just phenomenal.
It's definitely given me a stronger relationship with God. For my age, I feel more mature as a Christian.
Music Camp is the highlight of my year.
Surge 150 Music Camp, June 16th through the 20th at Georgia Baptist Conference Center in Toccoa. Go to surge150.com for more information. Surge150.com. Thanks for listening each week to Life with Purpose Radio. There's a new faith-based cartoon that connects nature with principles of God. John Graham has the story of Allegories from Tom Boto on today's Culture Connection.
There have been a few famous owls in our culture. Mr. Rogers had one. Christopher Robin had an owl friend. And if it weren't for the owl, we would never know that it only took 3 licks to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Pop. But our guest today has taken owl popularity to a whole new level and to a much younger set with Allegories. Tom Boto is here to explain what Allegories is all about. Tom, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So, what is Allegories?
Allegories is a new animated series. We teamed up with Chad Gunderson and Keith Alcorn. Keith is the creator of an executive producer of Jimmy Neutron. It was a show and film that was on Nickelodeon. But it's about a group of owls who travel around on adventures, learning about creation and about God. So they're learning about the creator through his creation.
Now, as I understand it, this all came out of your brain, and it had to do with how you related to your children, right? Can you tell me a little bit more background?
Yes, sir. It came about 2012. My family, we just thought it'd be fun to create a storybook. We were going to start with a book. And so we thought, well, if we're going to do a storybook, my wife and I thought, we might as well make it an app, make it an interactive digital storybook. And we thought, if we're going to do one, we might as well do something about our faith. And so my wife's from Alaska. We met in the mountains in Virginia. We love being outdoors. We thought, what if we use the elements of creation to help explain to our kids, we have 3 young children and 1 on the way, how these creation elements like the sun or the seed, how they can tell us about God and his character.
You took this all on yourself. You'd never designed an app before. This was just something you just decided to go do, right?
Just over time, it took a little while, but we figured out how to create an app, and it's really simple. It's still out there on both Android and iOS, but we just kind of created it from scratch. It was fun. It was a good learning experience.
It has now become an animated series, and you're seeking distribution now. I'm sure you've got some things in the works. I don't know what you're able to tell us, but how can folks figure out and get exposed to this for their children?
Sure. The easiest way is go to allegories.com, and it's spelled O-W-L-E-G-O-R-I-E-S. Go to allegories.com. And from there, you can see the apps that we have available. We have one is the original storybook app that I mentioned, and another is Allegories TV. You can download the app. Currently, it's for iOS, but we'll have one for Android soon. And you can watch the first episode online. You can also watch all the episodes through the app currently. And then we'll also have a memory verse app that's coming out, hopefully in the next month or two, to use the characters to help just reinforce scripture. That would be the best way at this point. We will have DVDs coming out. They'll come out hopefully in the next couple months as well.
This is obviously for the younger set of kids. It's going to be, what are the age range you guys are promoting?
Right now, we're saying it's anywhere between 3 and 8.
You're just a guy. You're just a dad. And you and your wife had this idea to somehow figure out how to share truths from God's Word, and now it's blown up into this amazing thing.
Yeah, it's been such an amazing blessing, and it really came out of nowhere. It was just a small project that started as just a little idea, something that we could do each night with our kids. It's amazing to see how it's blown up, and the Lord's been so great from just a provision standpoint, from even initial funding, to see people really respond to it. When we put out the app, I mean, everybody on the app, the original app, is related to me. So as my 87-year-old grandfather, he's the narrator, my aunts, my uncles. And we got emails and letters from people like in New Zealand and Australia, and they just said, thank you for this. This is so fun. Our kids love playing with it. And it was just really eye-opening. Think, wow, it's fun. We can have a global impact. Now, today, more than ever, it's a lot easier than you would think to achieve some of those goals. You know, there's ways to take little steps towards maybe a big dream. I mean, I would have always loved to create an animated series. We started small with a little idea of creating an app or even just a storybook, an interactive storybook. So I would say it's possible and that you ought to pursue it. I think it's been fun for our family.
Tom, thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Tom Botto with Allegories. That's OWLEGORIES.com. You can download the app. You can watch the videos. And there will be DVDs coming soon and hopefully wide distribution in the near future. Until next time, this is John Graham bringing you the Culture Connection.
Here in Life with Purpose Radio, we bring you stories of people living their lives with purpose and caring Christians around the world. And we hope that you are encouraged to live your life with purpose through these stories. And we'd like for you to become involved with our community on Facebook. It's facebook.com/LWP Radio. You can follow us on Twitter at LWP Radio. Also, our email is always good, stories@lifewithpurposeradio.com. And you can send us your comments, questions, and story suggestions. Right now is a good time to get our free book. All you need to do is go to lifewithpurposeradio.com/freebook. It's the hardback devotional called Words of Life from Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director of the Georgia Baptist Convention. And again, it's yours free at lifewithpurposeradio.com/freebook. Get yours today. Now, more stories are in the queue, so Myrna, tell us more.
Thanks, Rod. The group Hawk Nelson has a new project, and Christian radio isn't the only place you'll hear it. Why that makes the members of this band smile.
All right. Also ahead, taking the gospel to all the people is what IMB missionary Steve Gentry is doing firsthand in East Asia. And we hear more about it on today's Missionary Moment. But first, it's over to Ron Lawson in the Life with Purpose Radio studio for the story of Mercy Med.
A lot of attention has been given to health care in our nation. New programs have been established to try to help. Yet many do not have the health care they need. Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director for the Georgia Baptist Convention, visits with a missionary who has helped in his community to provide affordable health care for those who are in need. Let's listen.
I'm so pleased to be on the phone today with Jimmy Blanton, who is the Associational Missionary for the Columbus Baptist Association. They do a lot of incredible mission work in Mission Columbus. They work there in their own community, as well as across the nation and literally around the world. Jimmy, I want to thank you for being with us on Life with Purpose Radio.
Glad to be with you, Dr. White.
What I want to talk to you about today, Jimmy, is Mercy Med, your medical ministry there with the Columbus Baptist Association. Y'all are involved in so much. This medical ministry is an incredible thing, and you're ministering to people at either no cost or low cost health care provided to people in your community who cannot afford health care. How did you and the churches get started with such a medical ministry?
Well, when we were moving to the needs-based area of our city in Columbus, we developed an old church property into a ministry center. An eye doctor, ophthalmologist, came to me and said, would you be willing to let us practice in that building? And I said, yeah. And he said, well, it's going to cost about X number of dollars to get get us up and running. And I said, well, that's your problem. He said, no, that's your problem. And about the same time, the foundation was starting to offer grants. We wrote one of the first requests for a grant, and they came through with $125,000 for us. Just blessed our socks off. And so we developed a medical clinic right here, and we also had the eye department in that. And so that's really how we got started. Somebody asked me if they could practice free eye care here, and I said, yeah, but we need to find some funding. And through the Georgia Baptist Healthcare Foundation, it was provided.
Isn't that an incredible thing? And that foundation has responded to grants and given about $36 million since that foundation started. And your association has been really at the epicenter of that work.
Well, I don't know about the epicenter, but we have received about $500,000 now over the last 8 years that they've been in existence. And so that's a great blessing to us.
Well, it is. And I think that is one of the strongest recipient reports that we have to date. And it's because the Columbus Association under your leadership is doing such incredible work. You know, we had a report at the annual meeting from the Georgia Baptist Healthcare Ministry Foundation, and we were able to see in video there your building and the wonderful leadership of Dr. Scarborough and Mercy Med. I wonder if you could give our listeners an understanding of the impact that this medical ministry is having upon your community there in Columbus.
Well, when we decided last year to partner with Mercy Med, we did what Jesus asked us to do, is put the seed in the ground and let it die. Mm-hmm. And our ministry actually died, and we allowed Dr. Scarborough and Mercy Med to come in and restart the clinic here. So we've got a clinic in South Columbus and one in North Columbus now. It is having a tremendous impact upon health care in our community. I could give you story after story, but it's just really affecting many, many lives, both volunteers as well as those who are given care.
Well, we'd love to hear one of those stories. If you've got a story about an individual or a family whose life has been touched for Christ through this ministry, could you share that with us?
Let me just give you one lady's name, Mary. Mary is a unique individual. She was here one day receiving medical aid, and she's a member of one of our churches. And so I stopped by, and I saw her. And I said, Mary, thank you for volunteering today. And she said, oh, no, Brother Jimmy, I'm not volunteering. I'm here to receive medical attention. So we were, through the doctors, able to meet her needs at no cost. And she was so blown away with that she became one of our first 40-hour-a-week volunteers. Mm. And she served with us for 7 years at no pay, about 40 hours a week. That's one of the greatest stories I can tell you. Somebody who had their needs met and they experienced the love of Christ and they wanted to give back, and she gave far beyond anything that we could ever give to her.
That's incredible. You know, many of our listeners may have an interest in starting or being involved in such a medical mission in their own communities. How would you encourage individuals and churches who'd like to be involved in a similar way?
First of all, I'd say praying to the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers. Mm-hmm. And so you need a good volunteer base through local medical doctors, seeing who they know that might be retired in the community or who may have been a nurse and they just left early from their career and they're mm-hmm. housewives now, and establish that good volunteer foundation. Next is the property. I would say go to the poverty area of your community and set up shop and let the people know you're there to care for them. And third, I'd say call Dr. Will Bacon. Mm-hmm. He's the one that can help with the finances. And if you're cooperating Georgia Baptist Church or association, I think Dr. Bacon would be more than happy to partner with you and try to help you the best he could to see that cared for.
Thank you, Jimmy. We're so grateful for you and for your wonderful leadership as associational missionary of the Columbus Baptist Association through so many different ministries and mission initiatives, and for seeing where God is work and getting there just as quickly as you can. Your work with a medical ministry in partnership with Mercy Med is just one example of how God is using the Columbus Association. We're so grateful. We love you and pray for you, and we just thank you today for being with us on Life with Purpose Radio.
Thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you, Jimmy. God bless you.
For more information on the Columbus Baptist Association, go to our website, lifewithpurposeradio.com. For Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Ron Lawson.
The group Hawk Nelson has done it again with more new music. And Myrna Brown gets us up close with a group now on Life with Purpose Radio.
Here and now.
Their music has been heard on network television, cable, even the NFL. The band is Hawk Nelson, and Hawk Nelson's John Steingard is here on Life with Purpose Radio. Hi, John.
Hey, Myrna. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
We're going to talk about the different platforms. I want to start off, though, talking about this new project.
So our new record's called Diamonds, and it just came out recently. The theme of the record really emerged as we were finishing it, and it explores the various ways that we interact with God in our real lives. Like when we walk outside the doors of the church, or when we are outside of our theological conversations, and when we're just living our daily lives, like how do we relate to God? We kind of realized that each song kind of tackles a different aspect of what that looks like in our lives. And Diamonds, being the title track, really deals with how God uses the stresses and trials and pressures of life to shape us and refine us into something stronger and more beautiful. And it occurred to me that just there's so many aspects of a diamond that are just a great representation of us as believers. You know, the way that diamonds are formed is through intense pressure and stress and heat underground over a long period of time. And I really feel like that's how God uses some of the harder times in our life sometimes. He uses those things to refine us and to make us stronger and to turn us into people that are more like Him.
Great songs on this project.
Thank you.
Yep, thank God for something. Talk about that one.
He said to me, the very best medicine is gratitude. It's not what you don't have, but what you do. I must admit that I forget that life's a gift. Hey, mama, gonna change my attitude. 1, 2, 3, 4, count my blessings. 1, 2, 3, 4, count my blessings.
That song is kind of a cheeky song about gratitude. We found over the last few years that no matter what's going on in our lives, we have so much to be grateful for, and that God has done things in our lives that we can look at, and in the midst of whatever our situation is, we can choose to be grateful for what God has done, and that really opens the gateway to joy in our lives.
I ain't like no one you met before. I'm running for the front when they're all running for the door. And I won't sit down, won't back out. You can't ever shut me up, cause I'm on a mission and I won't quit now. In a world for the followers, I'll be a leader.
And then I like Sold Out.
I actually wrote that song on an airplane coming home from a show. I was just kind of frustrated, actually, and I think you can maybe hear a little bit of the frustration in the tone of the music.
I'm sold out. I'm no longer living just for myself. Running after Jesus with my whole heart. And now I'm ready to show I am sold out.
I was frustrated because I felt like, you know, I had been spinning my wheels in so many areas, you know, trying to write a record, trying to be a good husband. I felt like I was working so hard in so many areas and sometimes forgetting the most important thing. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And so I was just in this place where I was like, man, I'm just frustrated because I feel so distracted. And I just want to get back to the place where I'm running after Jesus and looking for what He's doing, even if that means running the other direction to what I see culture saying around me. One of the lines in the song is, in a world full of followers, I'll be a leader. In a world full of doubters, I'll be a believer. I think that's kind of the essence of that song.
And then you end this particular project with a song called Only You.
Only You, the song that Micah, our guitar player, he and I wrote that song together. We kind of started it in a dressing room while we were on the road. We wanted to leave the album ending on kind of a worshipful note. And so that song really deals with how in all of our traveling and all of our searching, the only thing that we really ever find in life that satisfies is a relationship with God, because that's what we were designed for.
You know, you all can be heard on a number of different platforms. Talk about that kind of exposure, you know, more eyes, more ears, being able to reach people you might not normally be able to reach just on Christian radio.
We have always been a band since the very beginning that we kind of just wanted to make music we believed in and then let it kind of speak for itself. So sometimes that ends up being expressed as a song that works well on Christian radio or in a concert. And other times that kind of comes out in a form that works really great on like a TV promo or something that's not necessarily Christian-based. So recently, the most recent example of that is a song called Just Getting Started, which is on this record, Diamond. American Idol used it for a bunch of promo stuff where it was actually during the World Series when they first used it. Mm. And so over the years, a few things like that have happened.
The project is indeed called Diamonds, and we've been talking to John Steingart from the band Hawk Nelson. John, it's a pleasure. Thank you for taking the time.
Hey, thank you so much. Thanks for chatting with me. I loved it.
And for Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Myrna Brown.
Today's missionary moment takes us to East Asia here on Life with Purpose Radio.
Jesus did not call us to ease and safety. He called us to love for the sake of his name everywhere.
In Acts chapter 1, when Jesus tells his disciples to be his witnesses, he's not giving a mandate just for that period and that time. He's giving a mandate to the church for all time. And understanding that if he is God, how could I not do everything in my power to be a part of missions throughout the world? The city that we were working in there was filled with young professionals. And one young man told me right off the bat that he was an atheist, but he asked if I would be willing to spend time with him. And over the period of the next week, I was able to talk to him about my belief in God, whereas he didn't believe that God even existed. The night before I had to leave, he told me, he said, I can no longer say that I don't believe in God, because I now do, and I believe that he brought you here to talk to me over this past week. And the beauty of the Lottie Moon Christmas offering with this story is that I didn't have to simply leave him. I was able to connect him with people that were going to live there full time and who are going to continue that relationship and continue to have an influence in his life for the gospel of Jesus Christ. It excites me to be a part of what the IMB is doing through the cooperative program as well as through the Lottie Moon Christmas offering. We know specifically that it is going overseas and it is going to take the gospel to those who need it.
For more information about international and North American missionaries, go to LifeWithPurposeRadio.com and follow the links under today's program date. On Life with Purpose Radio, we believe that the truth of Christ is to be shared with everyone. We hope today's stories have inspired you to live life with purpose. As you heard about A Mother's Greatest Purpose, Allegories, Mercy Med, Hawk Nelson, and IMB missionary Steve Gentry in East Asia. Well, we'll see you next time for more stories of people living their lives with purpose. And be sure to visit us online at LifeWithPurposeRadio.com for more information on today's stories. Life with Purpose Radio is a production of the Georgia Baptist Convention. Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director, and in association with Southern Baptist State Conventions and agencies, including the International Mission Board and the North American Mission Board, and is made possible by gifts through the Cooperative Program. I'm Rod Hampton, and from everyone here, thank you for listening to Life with Purpose Radio.